Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here on Audio Boo. On what was an absolutely beautiful day up to about 30 minutes ago when the rain began. Now it's turned into another dreek and dismal day. By jings. Anyway, yesterday, I spoke about Kerlouk steak, a working man's piece sandwich. And it got me thinking about some other things that happened in the mines, in the pits. And thinking about Kerlouk and some of the guys who came from up that area, came from a small town up in the hills south of here called Forth, as in the River Forth or the Firth of Forth, but it's just called Forth. And Forth was pretty unique actually, because, excuse the rustling, it's my inline mic. I didn't mean to use this actually, but I had started before I realised that I didn't want to use it, so I'll just keep driving. Yes, as I said, the Forth was pretty unique because the majority of guys, men up there, were, let's say, bigger than normal, and I don't mean big as in fat. They tended to be taller than any other surrounding areas, surrounding towns. An average height for a grown man in Forth would be 5'8" to 5'9". But there was a hell of a lot of guys there that were 5'10", going on 6 feet, and over 6 feet. And they had, in the mines at least, in the pits, they had a great reputation for being hard workers. So much so that in the colliery that I served my time in and became a journeyman, and not just in that colliery, by the way, more colliers, they had developed such a reputation for getting on with the job and being hard-working that they invariably were given the task of driving the roads. Now, the roads down a colliery, if you like, you have two roads. You have one at one end of the seam and one at the other end of the seam. So you need these access roads, tunnels, basically, that would go in and constantly be developed as the coal was taken out and the coal face would advance, then the roads needed to be advanced to follow, if you follow the picture. And they were so hard working at this that they were given the job. And they did indeed work very, very hard. But as I said, that's unique in its own, that no one from Forth would allow anyone to say that a Forth man was not pulling his weight or not working hard, because he always worked over and above anybody else and were always given the most arduous task, which they relished, by the way, because, but like I believe this is true, for I've heard and seen that the Navajo nations, I can't remember, who helped build the skyscrapers in Las Vegas and New York and other places, got a great reputation for being able to work at great heights with little or no fear. Well, the guys from the Forth had a similar reputation, only in the fact that if it was hard and dangerous, they wanted it. They wanted the task. So that was one thing. But the height was another, because they invariably, being big and hard working, these guys were built like Charles Atlas. Maybe quite a few of you out there are too old to know who Charles Atlas was. Well, let me rephrase that. They were built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe not so well developed, but they were hardy and strong beasts. It wasn't the first time that I've seen, we called them foremen in the pits, basically a supervisor, but foreman or an ombudsman. not an ombudsman, an oversman, sorry, where'd the ombudsman come from? In the bit where we had let me negotiate this for you. An oversman, who were higher up than a normal foreman. It wasn't the first time that I'd seen one of those pinned up against the wall, feet well clear of the floor, being grasped by the throat by a guy foot forth because they'd overstepped their limit with them. And the strange thing was that they always got away with it because even the manager of the colliery knew he couldn't afford to lose one of these guys. So he knew right away that the oversman or the fireman or the supervisor had overstepped his mark with the guys. He knew he'd be the guilty party and would let it go, let it slide. And going back to Forth and its reputation for height, there were two famous guys in Forth. They were well known throughout, not just Scotland, but I think in the UK, maybe not in general in the UK, but they were pretty well known. And they were called the Gracie brothers. Now, these two guys stayed with their old mother, their old mammy, in a wee cottage just on the outgoing side of Forth, heading towards Lanark. And these guys were 7 foot odds. Yeah, so 7 foot odds, but not just 7 foot odds, they were big. I mean, like, giants, you know, that were really big. And no one messed with the Gracie brothers. But the thing about them was that they were not timid, but they were quiet living. Just, they didn't work in the mines, by the way. Far too big to work down collieries and pits. I'm not quite sure what they did for a living, but when one of these guys would walk into a pub for a beer, usually they went about together, they were quite close to brothers, but even though one walked into a pub, it was just silence. You know how you walk into a place and you're a stranger and everybody goes shh, like that. Well, I'm not talking about the pubs in Forth because they all knew them, but if they travelled a wee bit for a beer and they walked into a bar, it was just like, what the, what? They were so huge, it was incredible. But as I said, they were just easygoing, easy-living guys. You just didn't argue with them. I mean, I've heard a few stories from the guys from the Forth about the Gracie brothers. Because people, as you know, there's always the guys who, between the rears, as this intimidation factor. And if you've got a reputation, like the old gunfighters, there was always a young gunfighter who thought he was faster and could take out, you know, Matt Dillon and all this kind of stuff. Well, the Gracie brothers were like that. There was always some idiot, some numpty, who thought, I'm going to have a go at these, because they might be big and huge, but I bet you they're slow, and I bet you I can bring them down. And, well, no, they didn't, because... you know the old scene in the bar saloon where a guy goes out through a window in the Westerns, you know? Well, it wasn't the first time someone went out through a pub window because they thought they could take on the Gracie brothers. Yeah. So there you go. Just another wee story from the mining fraternity, the mining community. My God, I could go on forever. Maybe I will one day. Maybe I will tell some more stories because I've got really great memories, fond memories of working there. There you go. Curlew steak one day and the Gracie brothers from Forth the next. Bye for now. I'm home, thank God. Hope the wife's got the fire on and the tea. Cheerio bye then now.